Mr. Carter? Mr. Carter?
Yes?
There is the bureau, the address, the red paint, the intersection of two streets, very near your own house, just as you said, windows front and back, and an open sign turned in the window.
Oh, the bureau. So it is.
Should we go inside?
Follow you? Is that what you want?
Mr. Carter, if you don't mind my saying so, you don't seem particularly interested in the outcome of our case. This is the place, isn't it? There's the overhang, the Tokyo Tourist Bureau. It was the last place she was...
Oh, so I'm told, but I'm not dead positive.
Don't you trust your sister-in-law?
Not really. Her interests sometimes aren't mine.
I would think she wants to find her sister as much as you want to find your wife. You're all family. And who would make up such a thing? It's a very peculiar bit of information. I guess there's no harm in believing this once.
No harm. No harm. Yes, yes, I see your point.
Let's go inside, ask some questions. Come along, it's in your best interests.
Good morning, gentlemen. Welcome to the Tokyo Tourist Bureau.
Good morning.
My name is Hannah. May I be of service?
Possibly. Do you recognize this man beside me?
No. No, I'm afraid not.
He was in this shop yesterday. Mr. Carter, was this young lady working here when you came?
Yes, or a girl who looked something like her.
Pardon?
Forget him. You don't have a twin, do you?
No.
We could have a double date.
I don't have a twin, and I don't go out with clients.
Oh, I'm not a client yet. I've only just walked in the door.
Oh, you're a client. I can tell.
That's a shame. I'm single, you know. See the finger? No obligations for me. Is your director around?
You want to marry him, too? Never mind. Yes, he's in. Would you like to speak with him?
No.
We mean yes. Yes, we do.
One moment.
I told you the director's not important. He's only a numbers man. Pencil behind the ear. He hasn't any clue.
Leave the tactics to me. A numbers man might be good. He can count how many steps your wife took. He can use his pencil to draw a map. So as I said, let me run the show. You hired me, didn't you?
Did I?
Gentlemen, this is Mr. Duckwell. He's the director of this office.
May I help you? Hannah said you had some questions.
Mr. Duckwell, do you recognize this man here?
Yes.
Where from?
From my home.
Your home?
Yes. He weeds my garden. He's my gardener.
Mr. Carter, you haven't been very forthcoming.
He's lying. I don't know anything about flowers. I've never touched a trowel in my life.
I'm sorry if I'm mistaken. You must have a twin. The resemblance is uncanny. You are and forever have been, then, an exact match.
I don't have a twin. Look, my wife visited you 3 days ago. She's very beautiful with hair like so, red.
Mr. Darquell, Miss Hannah, can you tell us if Mr. Carter's wife was here in your shop? If she chose a destination and if she's left the country? Do you keep records of those transactions? If so, we want to examine them.
How do you know she was here at all?
Ah, we have an informant. Mr. Carter's sister-in-law saw some brochures in her motor car. Mr. Carter and his wife are from the neighborhood. Mrs. Carter passed your sign on her walks, and we think she became intrigued, you might say.
Nothing much intriguing about us. We're a tourist bureau. We have only brochures and photographs. People come here to study travel plans, and then they go. Simple as that.
To Tokyo?
Mostly. Or Kyoto. We have several plans. Our home office is in Tokyo, however. We're a place for the paperwork. The paperwork before the paperwork.
Yeah, see? A pencil pusher.
I beg your pardon?
Mr. Carter, please. Do you sell tickets?
No. That's through someone else. Is this an investigation? I mean, a formal one? I'm beginning to get a little nervous about your line of questioning.
Nothing formal. Not yet. Just fishing. It's my first day on the case, and I've got to collect the evidence, do interviews, and then
I'm hungry. I'm going to lunch.
Mr. Carter, don't leave!
We've only just started! I'll be at the cafe.
He's an odd duck. I suppose I should get a new gardener.